Back in 2000, William Kristol of the Weekly Standard wrote that John McCain's victory in the New Hampshire primary over George W. Bush represented an opportunity to articulate a new governing agenda for a potential new political majority. Well, as it turned out, the promise of the new in New Hampshire was soon turned into old news when Mr. Bush beat Senator McCain in South Carolina, but Bill Kristol and the Weekly Standard continue to write favorably, sometimes glowingly, of John McCain, and we've invited him here to talk about John McCain, the 2008 edition. Welcome back.
Thanks.
What's wrong with John McCain's campaign that after 8 years of working at it and often enjoying very strong support, he's polling in the high teens among Republicans?
Well, I think his chances were overestimated by the media before this race began. He was a sort of overvalued stock, and now he's being undervalued. I don't know if he'll win, but he's second. Giuliani's had a very strong 3 months, but McCain, in some respects, I think has a stronger hand to play than Giuliani, and we'll see what happens.
What's his stronger hand to play?
I think on some issues he's closer to where most Republicans are than Giuliani on some of the social issues. But ultimately, this is going to be a wartime election. Mm. This is the first post-9/11 primary among Republicans. 2004 was a post-9/11 election, but obviously Bush wasn't challenged. And I do think it will be a foreign policy election. That will be McCain's claim, that he can lead this country through the wars or through the difficult challenges that we face.
Your colleague at the Weekly Standard, Fred Barnes, wrote this week, McCain has made himself a better candidate by embracing the Iraq War as the centerpiece of his campaign. You agree?
I think that's true. Look, if voters, if Republican primary voters want to repudiate Bush's foreign policy, they're not going to nominate John McCain anyway. So I don't think the reason he's being so outspoken in support of General Petraeus and the surge and staying and fighting to win in Iraq is because of politics. It really isn't. I think he believes it's important. And his basic message to the American people has got to be, look, we're at war. And even if Iraq winds down, we're still going to be in a broader conflict and challenge. You need experience, serious leadership. You need someone who's really thought seriously about foreign policy over the years. I've demonstrated that thinking. I've demonstrated that leadership. I'm the guy.
He spoke of his experience today when he announced his candidacy. Experience can be seen as a euphemism for being old also. Is it possible that the very aura of newness that you remarked on back in 2000 just isn't a quality available to him this time around?
I think it's not, and I think it would be silly for him to try to replicate the 2000 campaign in a very different era. So he's running as what he is, which is an experienced senator with real foreign policy credentials. McCain's got to play the hand he has. And I think, to be fair, what's impressive about him is that he's not being reluctant. He's not trying to remake himself. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you got some political consultants in a room and said, design the perfect candidate for 2008, it might not be John McCain.
Although he would extend the tax cuts that he voted against when President Bush proposed them. So to that extent, he's remade himself a bit.
That's learning from experience. You know, the tax cuts have worked well, and John McCain has shown some flexibility there.
Why do so many conservatives seem to mistrust John McCain and at least say that they would prefer Republicans whose conservative credentials are far more suspect than his?
I think McCain has differed from most conservatives on several issues. And the way in which he's different at times has been particularly annoying to conservatives. And it's been particularly high profile. He's been a major player in the Senate for the last, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So other deviations by governors like Romney or mayors like Giuliani, there were one or two instances. They happened. They're gone. With McCain, it's been an ongoing, lingering fact.
So all those legislative dalliances with Joe Lieberman might have left some of the same resentment in his party towards him that Senator Lieberman finds in the Democrats.
I think if the only person he had dallied with was Joe Lieberman, he'd be fine. It's the dalliances with Ted Kennedy that give Republicans and conservatives heartburn.
Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, thank you very much for talking with me.
My pleasure.